PIPA knows that a truly world-class performing arts is inclusive of all talents and circumstances. No parent or carer should have to choose between work and family. We work together to amplify the voices of parents and carers across all the performing arts. We encourage a new mindset that parents and carers enrich our industries. We show what is possible. We respect and value what everyone brings to PIPA. We are looking for a number of new board members who are passionate about our work, and who can bring new perspectives and diverse lived experience to our team, to help us lead change in creating more inclusive employment of parents and carers across our industry. Trustees are the final decision makers of our charity and have final responsibility for its success or failure. The board's main job is to set direction and have oversight of what is going on, offering our CEO's strategy, scrutiny, and support. Trustees are unpaid volunteers, although we do reimburse reasonable expenses that you incur. If we do not support parents and carers in our industry, there will be a kind of homogenization, and all you will see will be the same kind of you, and that is not exciting. We have all got different stories to tell. Noma Dumezwini, actor and PIPA ambassador. The challenge we all face. Diversity is the lifeblood of the performing arts. But the outdated structure and fragile funding of the industry is highly challenging, especially to parents and carers. We have to modernize the industry, address quality of working life, long-term resilience, and sustainability within a highly dynamic and complex environment, in which caring responsibilities can be the canary in the coal mine. Two major challenges to the industry are diversity and stress, because we do not think enough about the way we do things. Tony Pierce, HR Director, National Theatre, 2006-2021. Greater diversity on stage, among performers and creatives, means that more stories are told, that audiences see themselves and their lives represented, reflected, and interrogated. Reaching and engaging more diverse audiences means the performing arts can be owned by all of us, and opens the door to future talent from all walks of life in our four nations. Backstage, front of house and administration struggle to attract and retain the key skills which are necessary to enable the show to go on at all. PIPA research adds weight to the increasingly urgent drive for investment in diversity and inclusion. Trained, experienced, and committed professionals leave the industry because it is so hard to maintain a career whilst being a parent or carer. Long, anti-social hours, lack of affordable and flexible care, low wages, and the last-minute nature of the industry make it almost impossible to continue working without significant social capital in the shape of a well-paid partner or local family support. What we have achieved so far. We are 8 years old and have achieved a lot, but have many more challenges ahead of us. PIPA is an Arts Council England Investment Principles Support Organization, IPSO. We are committed to finding active solutions and making real change happen. At the core of how we do this is the PIPA Best Practice Charter. This set of guiding principles for all professional performing arts organizations enables the development of supportive working practices, which are inclusive and accessible for those with caring responsibilities. The aim is to empower organizations to identify alternative working practices and opportunities that are appropriate and sustainable within the specific remit of each organization. We have created a powerful network of theaters, opera, dance, and music organizations, our PIPA charter partners, working, creating, and learning together, supported by a wide range of industry bodies, and our PIPA strategic partners, who amplify our findings and increase our impact. PIPA charter partners include the National Theatre, the RSC, Nottingham Playhouse, Opera North, Sadler's Wells. PIPA strategic partners include Equity, One Dance UK, Bekshu, Help Musicians, Federation of Scottish Theatres, Actor Sa Childrena's Trust, Musicians Union. Our work is backed up by powerful research. Bittersweet Symphony 2022. Delivered in partnership with Birkbeck, University of London, and funded by Help Musicians and Musiciansa Union, the report discusses the barriers to sustainable careers faced by parents and carers, a subsector of every protected characteristic and socioeconomic background, who struggle to meet the unique requirements of the classical music sector whilst supporting children, elderly or sick family members. Backstage Workplace Survey 2020. Research supported by the Department of Organizational Psychology at Birkbeck University revealed significant challenges for backstage workers, a particularly for women and those with caring responsibilities, and risks for employers, arising from the high demands of job roles, unique working conditions, and a lack of structured support. Balancing Act 2019. Also with Birkbeck, we investigated the link between caring responsibilities and career progression in the performing arts, to inform necessary steps for a collective approach to increasing business resilience by supporting the carer and parent workforce in the industry. Best Practice 2017. PPAS's first best practice research project was undertaken in partnership with the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama. We investigated barriers facing parents and carers working in the theatre industry, identified their needs, and reviewed existing supportive practices that could be shared, developed, and trialled between participating theatre organisations across the UK. Our plans for the future, strategic priorities. Research and policy. Our research has identified the extent to which people who face additional barriers to work are even further marginalised by caring responsibilities. Parents and carers who are deaf and disabled, women, solo carers, or those whose circumstances have prevented them from advancing in the profession are especially vulnerable. We are committed to amplifying their experience and identifying targeted support in collaboration with our partners. Culture change. This is the work we do through our programs. It is through our programs that we advocate for, and deliver, workplace change. The PIPA Best Practice Charter and Charter Program, a framework delivering proven results for organizations working towards the charter. To make the performing arts industry more inclusive and accessible to parents and carers, we will scale our work to reach more music, dance, theater, and opera organizations to develop their family-friendly policies and working practices. Community, PIPA bridges the gap between the industry and parents and carers who work in it. We are committed to amplifying their voices and needs. This next period will see us consult and explore how best to develop the support we can offer to individual parents and carers. Our new trustees will play a crucial role in shaping and supporting this work and our future strategy. Our commitment to inclusion and diversity. Inclusion and diversity are core to PIPA. To best deliver our charitable objectives, we must operate by the values we promote. Empower, collaborate, transform, and amplify. PIPA is an open door to all parents and carers in the industry, enabling true inclusion of all backgrounds and perspectives in our work and how it develops. And we shall also create change across the full diversity of all performing art forms, theatre, opera, orchestra, live music, dance, by engaging with the people who create and work in them. The PIPA board is publicly accountable for our inclusion and diversity strategy, and its delivery is a board priority. Equality, diversity, inclusion, and belonging is a continuous work in progress, and an active item at our board meetings. The CEOs and board members share responsibility for identifying and agreeing measurable criteria against which we can assess our progress. We are working on our 2024 to 2026 strategy this year with the aim of reviewing the strategy in full and formally every 2 years, to check that it continues to tie back to, and strengthen, our current strategy and business plan, and that it continues to reflect and develop best practice. We work together to amplify the voices of parents and carers. We commit to reaching, hearing and understanding the full diversity of parents and carers, including those who might experience disadvantage because of their age, disability, gender reassignment, race, religion or belief, sex, sexual orientation, marriage or civil partnership, pregnancy or maternity, or socioeconomic disadvantage. We encourage a new mindset that parents and carers enrich the performing arts. We commit to ensuring that the examples, case studies, and illustrations we use reflect and promote the diversity of parents and carers working in the performing arts. We show what is possible. We commit to authentically doing ourselves what we ask others to do, in our employment practice, recruitment, governance, and conduct as an organization. We respect and value what everyone brings to PIPA. We commit to creating an environment where everyone feels that they have a voice, whether staff, trustees, ambassadors, service users, industry partners, funders, or donors of time or money. In addition to the skills they bring, one of the most important things about trustees is how different they are from one another, and the different voices they bring to the table. PIPA values everyone's contribution and helps partners discover new possibilities about flexible approaches to employment. We aim to ensure our workforce reflects the diverse society we live in. Our different ideas, perspectives, and our respect for one another enable us to be innovative, creative, and build a sense of belonging that actively encourages our people to add to our culture. We want everyone to feel that PIPA is a place where they belong, and that is the reason why we look for the cultural add, not the cultural fit. We are particularly keen to hear from people from fathers or male carers, D/deaf and disabled people, people from the global majority, LGBTQ+, and/or those from a working class background. Diversity of experience, thought and voice adds immeasurable strength to our board. We will take these factors into account when making appointment decisions. We recognize that, to ensure that anyone can get involved in our board, we need to be open to changing the way we do things and how we support trustees, to remove any barriers that may exist. So, if you are interested in this opportunity but are unsure whether your geographical location, your employment status or working pattern, your access needs, or caring responsibilities might prevent you from getting involved, we would urge you to get in touch and let us think about how we can evolve. We warmly welcome applications from those who are new to trustee/board work as well as individuals who have a proven track record in governance roles. Overall, we are looking for people who share our passion for the performing arts and for diversity, who see, as we do, the overpowering imperative for the industry to become more inclusive as an employer of parents and carers. The skills and experience we are looking for. PIPA has a core staff team of 10 people, 8 who are part-time, 6.5 FTE, led by co-founders and co-CEOs Anna Enold-Denelov and Cassie Rain. Turnover this year is expected to be £36,000, split roughly 55-45% between grant funding and earned income, subscriptions, and donations, from our partners. This year, 2023/24, marks our first year as an Arts Council England Investment Principles Support Organisation, IPSO, which has provided us with a solid foundation on which to scale our work. We are looking for trustees with all sorts of experience. To help us develop our work in 5 key areas over the next 3 years, experience in any of the following areas would be welcome. We have a great but currently relatively limited program of work in Scotland. If you live or work in Scotland, it would be great to hear from you. Developing an offer for individuals. We want to explore the best way to provide individual support to parents and carers as a priority. Do you have experience of frontline or online service development or delivery? We want to celebrate the great practice that our charter partners are putting in place by creating a PIPA Awards program. Have you organized, promoted, or judged an awards scheme? The quality of our evidence and how we communicate it is crucial. It would be great to have your insight of data evaluation and impact reporting. Fundraising is a core priority, and we are at an exciting time where we move to establishing a very small fundraising team. If you work in or have experience of fundraising, please consider applying. In addition to attending board meetings, all trustees are invited to join one or more of our board subcommittees. If you have good staff management experience, an HR or diversity background, you could be just the person to chair our HR subcommittee. If you are passionate about the climate emergency, we need someone to lead the board on environmental issues, by becoming our Julia's Bicycle Board Environmental Champion. We would be very interested to talk to you about your experience in any of these areas. Our aim over the next 3 years is to significantly extend the reach of our support to performing arts organizations, and within this to greatly increase the number, different scales, and diversity of organizations that we work with. Trustee role. Charity governance is a balanced relationship between the employed staff, in our case, our co-CEOs, and the volunteers on the board of trustees. This team is responsible for directing the affairs of our charity, ensuring that it is solvent, well-run, and delivering the intended charitable benefits. Trustees are required to ensure that PIPA complies with its governing document, charity law, company law, and any other relevant legislation. Ensure that PIPA pursues its stated objects, and that it uses its resources exclusively in pursuance of its objects. Ensure the effective and efficient administration of PIPA, including maintaining proper financial control and stability. Appoint the chief executives and monitor their performance. Contribute actively to the board's role in giving firm strategic direction to PIPA, setting overall vision, mission, and values, defining goals, setting targets and evaluating performance. Maintain and ensure effective board performance. Safeguard PIPA's good name and values. Protect, manage, and adequately ensure PIPA's property and funds. Approve and monitor the implementation of internal policies, which include health and safety, equality and diversity, and grievance and disciplinary procedures, and ensure that risk assessments for all aspects of the business are undertaken/updated effectively. As well as these formal responsibilities, you will be actively involved in charting PIPA's future direction, using your specific skills, knowledge, or experience to help the CEOs reach sound decisions. This may involve scrutinizing board papers or documents prepared by advisors, leading or taking part in discussions, focusing on key issues, and providing advice or guidance on new initiatives where you have particular expertise or knowledge. The commitment we are looking for. We expect all trustees to have an awareness of, and adhere to, what are known as the seven principles of public life, namely selflessness, integrity, objectivity, accountability, openness, honesty, and leadership. In terms of time commitment, board meetings are held quarterly, 2 in person, currently in London or Sheffield, and 2 online, always on Fridays. Future in-person locations will be agreed by the trustees, to reflect where people are based and taking into consideration the time costs of traveling to in-person meetings. Board meetings are generally 3 hours long, from 12 o'clock until 1500 hours. Trustees should anticipate putting aside a further 2 to 3 hours to read the papers and prepare for each meeting. Board calendar dates for 2024/25 are May 3, 2024. July 19, 2024. November 8, 2024. February 7, 2025. In addition, there is an annual, in-person, strategic planning/development day in late September, September 27 for 2024/25. There is also the opportunity to be involved in other subcommittees of the board. At present, we have committees responsible for governance, HR, remuneration, finance, equality, diversity, inclusion, and belonging, EDIB. Our committees meet quarterly and/or as required, and in occasional task and finish working groups. Almost all of these activities are carried out via Zoom and over email, and we anticipate this to continue in this way. Trustee roles are unpaid, but any expenses you incur as a result of your participation on our board will be reimbursed to you, as long as we have agreed them with you in advance. Trustees serve a 3-year term of office and may be reappointed to serve no more than 2 further terms, giving a maximum time on the PIPA board of 9 years. How to find out more? Look at our website, where you will find a wide range of information about PIPA, details of our extensive projects, and recent news stories. We are also happy to arrange an informal phone call or video chat with one of our current trustees and/or one of our CEOs, Anna Enold-Denelov and Cassie Rain, so drop our operations manager, Ali Rich, an email at recruitment@pipacampaign.com and we will arrange a convenient time. If you would like a copy of our most recent management accounts, please also drop Ali an email to ask. If you have not been a trustee before, and would like to know more about what is involved before applying, there is a wealth of information at www.gettingonboard.org. How to apply? It takes 3 simple steps. 1. Create a profile and enter your details on our online platform, https://hrbreather.com/v/pipa-trustee33975. Please note, once you have finished your application, you have 24 hours within which you can edit it or upload additional documents. If you need to change or add anything after 24 hours, please do not worry, we can do that from our end. Just contact us at recruitment@pipacampaign.com and we can help you. 2. Upload a supporting statement. In your supporting statement, please tell us why you are interested in joining our board. How your experience, professional, personal, or both, will help us achieve our plans for the future. Please refer particularly to our plans for the future and a treasurer sections in the job pack below. 2 things you would like to learn from being a trustee. Supporting statements can be submitted in the following formats. Written A should be no more than 2 pages. Video A no longer than 5 minutes, unless longer is needed to meet your access needs. We welcome application videos in BSL. Audio A no longer than 5 minutes, unless longer is needed to meet your access needs. If you cannot upload your audio or video statement, you can email a copy or a link to where the file can be found online to recruitment@pipacampaign.com. 3. Complete the Equal Opportunities Monitoring Form via this link, PIPA Monitoring Form. If you require the application and monitoring form in an alternative format, please email recruitment@pipacampaign.com. Alternatively, Ali, our operations manager, can arrange a phone or video call to take down your answers. All monitoring form discussions will be kept strictly confidential, and the contents do not form part of the recruitment process. The closing date for applications is Monday 11th March 2024, 11 o'clock. Access support. If you require access support in order to apply, please email recruitment@pipacampaign.com. Additionally, if you feel it would be useful for us to look at an access statement you have already created, please feel free to attach that with your supporting statement. If you are shortlisted, interviews will take place by Zoom during the week commencing March 18, 2024. We will contact everyone who expresses an interest to let them know the outcome of their application and, if requested, to offer feedback.